It's more about who I'm becoming than what I'm doing. You have to be able to control the controllables. Business is not a spectator sport. You got to get in the game. Welcome to Catch the Moment Podcast. I am your host, David Tyree.
It is caught by Tyree. That's a great catch by David Tyree.
Welcome to Catch the Moment Podcast. It's your host, David Tyree. Appreciate y'all for checking in. We're back with another solo episode. It's your boy, it's just me. We're going to get back to the tribe, build this community, make sure that you're getting on that journey, defining your process, smoothing things out so that you can get you to your next moment, so that you could win. So listen, today, you know, we talk a little bit about the small business mindset. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, even when I think about small business, being a small business owner is the only thing that qualifies me for even talking about this, right? But when I think about my mindset, I have a championship mindset, right? So, and really, what does that involve? I expect to be the best. Like, my whole mindset is, throughout my entire journey, I programmed my mind to believe that I was the best, knowing that I wasn't the best. What kind of craziness is that? Like, what kind of craziness is that? I'm sitting next to Plaxico Burress and Imani Toomer. I'm looking at 6'5", 230 pounds of giraffe, mutant, friggin' monstars behavior. And I'm like, yo, he's more talented than me, but I'm nice. If they just give me a shot, I'm nice. And so even when I think about small business mindset, as much as the last few years really refined our approach and our understanding of business, I really have a large scale vision. I've grown to understand I'm much more of a visionary, and you know, being able to kind of be a little bit more architect, to be able to put pieces in the proper places. And so I'm gonna talk today even a little bit about some of the advice that I would give for the small business mindset, whether you're a small business owner, because honestly, everything takes what it takes. Right? Like, you know, people tend to overcomplicate things. I'm one of the dumb things down. I live off the KISS method. Keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple, stupid. Why? So that you could get busy getting great done. So I'm going to talk to you like, hey, man, like, this is your business. This is your life. And I really want to give you some advice. The first thing is, you have to know what you're getting into, right? And in business, there's different industries, market sectors, right? Like, there's the food industry. There's the, you know, there's the tech industry, right? There's government sectors. Like, there's all these different industries or sectors or markets where business is being done. Now, what makes a business a small business? Well, that it actually kind of really boils down to, you know, your employee size, theoretically. Like, so we think about small business, of course, you can, you know, everybody got a side hustle. You got a business, right? So you could be one person running a business, and you could, if you do that well enough and your skill is so great, you know, you could really run a successful business with just you. But by definition, a small business is anything 500 employees or less. I'm going to tell you what, if I have 500 employees, anybody going to tell me my business small, okay? I don't care what you talking about. Put some respect on my name. Hey, like, yo, seriously. But that is the definition by, you know, United States standards of a small business. Typically, most of them look at it as 50 employees or less. And I run Tyree's Table. My wife operates Tyree's Table. We're the owners, the proud owners of Tyree's Table, which offers, you know, smoothies, healthy options, smoothies, bowls. We got the championship bowls. Y'all need to slide through 68 South Street in Morristown, shameless plug. Yeah, we're doing that. But that was my entry into the marketplace, formerly operated as a franchise. And we just had to make some strategic pivots, right? And this is why I'm telling you, I have some wisdom to drop on you. You need to know what you're getting into. Why do you want to get into that market sector? And I'm going to tell you, this is a question that you need to ask, because business at any level is going to be business. So number one, you have to determine my interest level, right? Now, I'm going to tell you how I ended up in the food industry. I started with a franchise. I'm like, listen, give me a playbook, okay? Like, I haven't necessarily done business at the time I was working full time in the front office with the New York Football Giants. And, you know, I kind of, you know, it was a tough experience. I never throw shade on my squad. True big blue Giants. I got love for you. Number six pick this year. I'm hoping we get one of these wide receivers in the first round. Sidebar conversation. But I had to start at this stage in my life, in my career. I was approaching 40. And I'm like, yo, it's rough in here. Organizations, little, you know, they making moves that's, I don't feel the love. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel the love, y'all. So I just like, you know what? It's time for me to be a grown man, get into the marketplace. And I had this idea of Cheers. I grew up with this show called Cheers, you know. Some place you want to go where everybody knows your name. Doom, doom. So, that, you know, like if you're young, you might not know. Just hit YouTube. You'll get the vibe. But it was, that's that to me, it's great to walk into a place where you're received and it feels like family, right? Feels like family. That's what I wanted to own and be a part of, creating an environment that offered a high quality product that wasn't putting people at a deficit. Now, I'm from Jersey. I love pizza and bagels, okay? We got some banging pizza and bagels, sandwiches. Oh, listen, sandwich, big shout out to Sandwiches Unlimited in Orange. Like, yeah, I grew up in Essex County. We go hard. But as a mature man, as a man who grew up in fitness, athletics, you start understanding the body is the temple. So I wanted to offer something that was high quality and wouldn't leave people at a deficit. So we had got into organic foods, and we wanted to offer healthy options for everybody looking for healthy options. I got 7 kids. I'm trying to make sure that they live. I was a corner store kid, man. I got like 5 fake teeth. I got 5 permanents in here. They cost mad dough. So I didn't want to offer some kind of food that was going to leave people wasted. Now, I still eat pizza. You know, I got to get in the gym afterwards. You know, I get a little sluggish. So that's a part of my journey. That's how I ended up in this food sector. And if you understand, they tell 8 out of 10 restaurants fail. Now, I didn't ignore that, but I got a playbook, right? So that was my entry. Now, at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you what the liability was in this industry. If you run one of these small businesses, let's say you have a successful store concept and, you know, the margins are not great in food. Everybody needs food, right? And most people want to eat healthy, but they don't end up eating healthy. So those are some of the challenges that we work through at Tyree's Table today, is understanding the margins. So, but me, after the first year of being in business, let me give you all some real small business talk. I'm like, listen, I'm busting my hump. I'm cold press juicing. I went from Super Bowl hero to full-time cold presser. Bars. Okay? Kevin Hart, bars. So, hey, that's how real life got. In the middle of COVID, I'm launching a business, and now I don't have a job. I'm unemployed. I got 7. I want y'all to understand, this fine woman, she looking at me. I'm looking at her. I'm like, I got you, baby. I got you. But I got the real Bonnie and Clyde. We went to war and we ran our business, and it was relatively successful considering opening business in a pandemic, but it didn't mean our returns were great. So when I'm telling you, know what you're getting into. My biggest advice is know what you're getting into. Know what the maximum revenue is on that small business. If we did $1 million plus in sales, that would have been amazing. But what are your returns? After all those expenses, you have fixed expenses, you got adjusted expenses, right? Those are the things that you can control, right? Your water bill, right? All those things. Like, but there's some fixed expenses like your rent. Hey, listen, landlord want that rent plan, okay? He ain't worried about how successful your business is. These are the things that you need to know. So for me, if I'm going to spend all that energy, I need to be able to produce more than $1 million in the business. And that's just for my life, right? Because if I'm only taking home 100K, 100K ain't taking care of the Tyree Nation. I got 7 kids. You know what it is to feed a family in North Jersey? Them kids hungry. And that's just some real talk. These were some of the things that we were enduring. So you need to know what you're getting to. What's the maximum revenue of that business? Because typically in small businesses and restaurants, you need multiple locations, right? That's what makes a franchise go, right? That's what makes a small business go. Can you duplicate that blueprint? And guess what? It's hard to create a good team of, I don't want to say minimum wage, but low wage employees. Hey, man, these young folks, they out here on social media. They got dreams, okay? They never mopped before. It's like coming to America. If you watch Coming to America, you know, Akeem didn't know how to mop. That's what some of these young kids out here looking like right now. They out here, they don't even know how to mop. So these are some of the liabilities that we found and some of the challenges that we're working ourselves through. We still open at 68 South Street. We still getting great done because we got some faithful employees that help us get through and maintain the quality. So you need to know what's the ROI, not just on the business. What's the ROI for the time spent that it's going to take to cultivate that business? These are some of the things you want to think about as you're looking at the market segmentation. What's the maximum return? Because you want to maximize return. If you're going to do business, you might as well, you know, because for me, business is not my purpose, right? I love business, but it's not my purpose. I exist for a higher purpose, right? I exist for a higher purpose. I exist to glorify God. So when I go into business, I want to glorify God by the way that I run my business, right? You know, and even, you know, there's things for in my faith, you know, there's correlations between business and life in the kingdom. You know, God is a shrewd businessman. Shrewdness. It's another topic. So ultimately, you need to understand small business and that mindset is 500 employees or less. You could be 500 all the way down to one. You're a small business owner, right? So everybody has an opportunity these days to get in the game, structure their businesses properly, make sure you're availing yourself to all the resources around you. Now, next thing I want to talk about is mindset, right? What is the mindset and approach that you want to have as a small business owner? Because I'm going to tell you what, anything new, you have to lay a foundation, right? You hear this, you talk about, you know, when you're building a house, the most important part of the house is the foundation. Well, the first thing you have to do in laying a foundation is you got to dig. You got to dig, right? And like I said, I've never been a dude that's been out here, you know, working with my hands. I was an athlete, you know, so they kept me clean. You know what I'm saying? They kept me clean so I could lock in on these routes. So I'm not the dude out there. I was hiring the contractors. I ain't Mr. Fix It. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to call somebody because that's not what I was doing. My pops, I got the greatest dad in the planet. But he wasn't around to teach me some of the things that he knew how to do. He was around, but we were spending our time different. So, you know, no shade. It just is what it is. So I would say the first thing that you need to have in your mindset is patience. You need to know that laying the foundation is an intense work for your business, right? So, you know, there's a scripture I love. It says, let patience have its perfect work. Let patience have its perfect work. If you're not going to be patient, it's going to take time to really lay the foundation. They say, you know, typically it takes some businesses years before they actually begin to turn a profit, right? And that's not what anybody wants to hear when they're getting in business, right? Like, because there's things, unless you have a clear line of vision, right, to how you're going to be successful, knowing the financial resources that it's going to take, right, which kind of brings me to the next point of a small business mindset. Because now, considering that, if you're going to scale that business, which is to grow that business, if you're going to go from 1 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, you need to have a reverse engineering mindset. What is a reverse engineering mindset? There was one of the Hall of Fame player. His name is Aeneas Williams, one of the best cornerbacks, obviously, ever to play the game. Played for the Cardinals, played for the Rams. Good friend of mine. Awesome man of God, too. When he gave his Hall of Fame speech, he talked about one of the figures in his life. And he said, Aeneas, you need to begin with the end in mind. So the small business approach, because we all got our 24 hours a day, you need to begin with the end in mind. If you can strategically consider how much money it's going to take, who are the people that are going to be involved? Who are the key stakeholders? You and who else? And everybody has a different business. That means there's different business models, right? But who are the people involved? What are my skill sets? There's something that's called the SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. You need to be able to understand what that is so that you could properly assess and strategically lay a vision for what it's going to take for that business, not just to put it in operation, but also to become profitable. Let me tell you where disappointment comes in the entire human experience. It's basically, we all face disappointments when we have expectations that are not met. I'm gonna give you a Selah. Every time that we have, so because we expect to be successful, but if we haven't properly planned for that kind of success, we just get in the game, and next thing you know, you take these lumps. This is why we do the process, the pain points, because everybody's on a journey, right? The journey and the end goal is the success that you define, right? The success that you define, which is why we must have clear goals and objectives, right? This is so powerful. So the first part of our mindset is we need to have patience. You need to have patience with yourself, patience with your staff, because if you have staff, that means you have to equip them with the tools necessary to do their job. You can't be a dynamic business owner if you're not equipping your team with the resources that they need to do their job. Uh-huh. So some of us might not be great development people. You might be really strong operational, but you might not be a good trainer of people. So who's going to come in and train the staff, right? You need to have, and if that's going to cost you something, if you don't have somebody within your personal wheelhouse, you need to have the money allocated for that, right? The next thing you need is a winning mindset, right? Listen, I say LOL, right? Lessons over losses. Lessons over losses. LOL. I don't lose. I'm like DJ Khaled. I don't lose. All I do is win, right? Like, I don't lose. Now, I have suffered financial losses, but those were the stripes and the lessons that are going to bring me to my next moment. You think I'm just the teacher and not the student? I'm out here getting it. That's for my boy David Caldwell, OG, out here getting it. That's because I've entered a new arena that I wasn't, even if I had the skill sets, I didn't have the experience. As a small business owner, when I launched in 2020, I never planned on being a full-time entrepreneur. That was the cards God gave me, right? So, and these are the things that we don't always necessarily think through, which is why DT3 can help you get you where you got to go. I'm like MLK. I've been a part of a winning team and a culture that, and I've seen a dynamic coach humble himself and become a listener. To get the buy-in. Oh man, I know exactly what it takes to be immensely successful in business in the marketplace. At the time, I didn't have all the tools. I didn't have all the time. And we're getting all of this stuff back, which is why I'm giving you these gems, right? So you need to have a winning mindset, lessons over losses, right? And you have to have extreme focus. You have to know yourself, of course, but you have to know what that vision is, right? Because there's going to be so many distractions. There's going to be so many impediments and obstacles that can bring discouragement, right? And if you're not locked in and understanding that all these things are producing, right? It's not just the mindset. It's producing what's necessary from a character perspective to cause your business to be successful. Right? To cause your business to be successful. So first is advice. You know, I'll give you advice. Now we talk about mindset. So you can't be so narrow and tunnel vision where you don't understand the things that are outside of your peripheral, right? And that's the reason why you might need people to protect you against blind spots, but you do have to be focused on what your role is. Right. And what your role is. And that can come from a few different areas. You need to know the variables within your business that it takes to be successful. Right. And everybody has to clearly define what success is at each stage of your business. Right. That's what I want to help you understand. So the last question that I'm kind of dig into from a small business mindset is, you know, what do I think the proper mindset? This is a great question. Somebody asked me, why do you think the proper mindset is and continue to work on your mindset can drive a person to their moment? So let's get into the why, right? I'm going to tell you my entire approach to life, and business is just a metaphor to it. Sports is another metaphor. It's never about what you're doing. It's about who you're becoming. It's never about hitting the goal. It's about the man that you're becoming through the process. So everything for me is about who God is perfecting. God is working these things in me through the challenges, through the people, right? Through this process, and I'm becoming a more refined son of God. I'm becoming a more refined father. I'm becoming a more refined business owner. I'm becoming a more refined communicator, right? Because there's tools that are necessary, right? And through being able to properly assess my weaknesses, I'm like, oh man, I ain't got that. Oh, well, what does that take, man? That takes humility, bro. That takes a good slice of good old humble pie, right? So I've learned through the exercise of life, through the discourse, and my cheat code is the holy God that I serve. Like, and hopefully you have that faith that could kind of anchor you, right? That can anchor you. Hey man, put them comments so we can help you out. Hit David Tyree 85 so we can help you out. We can get you on that process, but it takes a strategic vision, right? Beginning with the end in mind to be able to do this. So the why is I know that it's more about who I'm becoming than what I'm doing. It's not just about the pinnacle of success. It's about who I am. It's about embodying the success, being the success, not just being successful, right? So every single one of you were born to be successful. And listen, let me tell you, this is the hardwiring that God put into humans. Go be fruitful. That means go be successful and multiply. That means reproduce. That's why I got 7 kids. You know what I'm saying? I took it literal. I took it right here. Give it to me. I have done it. And I want you to understand, when I had my 6th child, I was done. Just like God was done. Okay, I was 6 kids in. I had 4 boys and 2 girls. I was tired. Okay, I transitioned on at this point in my career. I'm a year out. I'm 6 kids in. I'm like, I think I did it. I think I've done my meaningful contribution. And I just want you to know, I'll tell the story another time. God got me. He got me for the 7th. He got me. Tricked me. He tricked me, y'all. I just can't. That's just my story. So Here's another part of the why, right? You have to be able to control the controllables. Meaning like you can't beat yourself up when there are things outside of, it's like COVID, right? COVID was our big, what in the heck just happened? My life is no longer the same and nothing any of us could have done about it, right? Now, you know, we know that there's so many different layers to the COVID narrative, but we're talking about our personal responsibility. Next thing you know, we're living in a world that has drastically changed, right? You have to control the controllables. Right? How do you have peace within the midst of a storm? That's another story, right? My peace comes from within because I'm at peace with God and at peace with all men, right? And that allows me to be more productive, right? That allows me to scatter the winds that come in. So you have to be able to control the controllables, right? That's the power, right? So the other part of the why when it comes to my mindset is I'm very aware that the process that I'm enduring as a small business owner, right, is the purification that delivers me to my promise. See, I have a winning mindset, so I always have the process. I always have the promise in mind. I'm like, I'm not hinged up on the process because that's the purification. That's how you purify the silver. You get the dross. So that's what the fire is about when you're purging and refining metals, precious metals, right? That those impurities, they rise to the top and then you skim off the impurities. Everything that we don't know about our business is kind of like the impurities. The blind spots, those are liabilities, right? But the more that I get in the game, life ain't no spectator sport. Business is not a spectator sport. You got to get in the game, right? You got to get in the game. Or else you won't be able to endure the purification process. Now, we could observe a lot from the stands, but there's details and intricacies that you'll never be aware of, right? There's details and intricacies that you'll never be aware of unless you become the man in the arena, right? Unless you become that. So life is a blood sport. Business is a blood sport. You got to get involved. And the why, right, in relation to cultivating a strong small business mindset is understanding that the process is the purifier, right? But you have to have a promise mindset. Like I've never adopted a losing mentality. I have losses come, right? Losses come in life. We can't sit up here and act like If you got punched in the mouth, you got punched. Like, right? That's why we respect people who have a healthy chin. Because you know how to take the blows and be able to stay in the fight. It's very similar in relation to obstacles and impediments and challenges within our business, right? You got to be able to take the blows and stay in the fight. But if you're not, like I said, if you're overconfident, then you'll overexpose yourself, right? It's kind of like the cocky fighter who's like, nah, I got this, right? And then next thing you know, they're on the floor. So to all my small business owners, know what you're getting into, right? Understand what's the maximum in? Can this be a $2 million business or can this be a $20 million business, right? At the end of the day, it's going to take the same mindset structurally, right? Now, everybody has the opportunity to scale, but you want to know what the maximum return is. I was kind of deflated when I realized here I am in the middle of a pandemic with one store and most I could probably make off of this like 100, 150, maybe. I don't know. Right? I don't know. Maybe more. That's why we need to see y'all at Tyree's Table, 68 South Street, Morristown. What y'all waiting for? Holler at me. But if not, hit David Tyree 85 and we can help you through DT3, through truth, transparency, and transformation on your coaching journey. Obviously, I do speaking. You know, I'm looking forward to hitting the colleges this year, talking with these guys about how to maximize the opportunities on the field and off the field. That's what I do. Development, coaching. Hit your boy up. So hopefully for all my small business owners, everybody's got a brand today, right? Everybody has the opportunity. We all are starting to recognize our value and our worth, but if you don't understand those things and how to mobilize them and have a strategy to get great done, then we're just going to be kicking rocks. We're going to be kicking rocks. And it's going to be more painful to process. You won't understand why it's so hard, right? Some of the hardness might be because of you. Some things are hard just because they're hard. But I can tell you what, anything worth having, you're going to have to pay the price. Anything worth having, you're going to have to pay the price. So listen, I appreciate y'all for checking in right here. All my small business owners, if you're not one, you might as well be one, right? You might as well be one. You have something in you that God has put in you. You need to cultivate it. You need to learn what that is. And hopefully you can build the business around it to the point where it produces value, where you can build a family, you can leave a legacy, and you can create lasting impact in your life. That's how we do here at DT3. That's how we do here at Catch the Moment. We're here to help you get great done. I hope y'all check in to the next episode of Catch the Moment. We're going to keep dropping these bars. I'll check in with y'all later.